and go in like so, you say you're going to...
To dive?
And if you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday we...
Dived?
Okay, if you've done it several times, you have...
I think it's still dived.
Yeah. And once you get in the water, you begin to...
Swimming?
Pass
You swam.
And you have in that lake several times.
Yeah, I think it still swam. I swam, swam, I think.
Heard both. Uh-huh. What about if you get in water that's too deep for you? A person might very well...
Drown?
Yeah, if it happened the other day, so-and-so, did you hear about him?
He drowned?
And a lot of people have in that same spot.
Drowned, right on.
Okay. Around here, do you ever hear people talking about if they go into a store to pay off their bill or something like that, maybe the storekeeper give them a little something extra for doing that?
Tip or bonus?
Okay. Have you ever heard the word lanyap?
I don't think I have.
Okay. What about if you dive in the water and a person lands flat on his stomach and makes a popping sound and sends up a lot of water? You said he did a what?
Belly bust.
Okay. What about if a child is playing in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick his feet out and go over like that? You'd say he did a...
somersault.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if... what would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
Okay. And if I see something that's stuck up in a tree, I have to get it. I have to... the tree.
Climb.
And yesterday I...
climbed.
And I have...
climbed.
Okay. What about if a little child is about to go to bed? Before he goes to bed, you'd say he did what beside his bed to say his prayers?
He knelt.
All right. If I'm feeling very tired, I might say, well, I think I'd better go for a while.
Rest. Mm-hmm. If you're tired, you rest.
Or if I'm going to stretch myself out, I might
lie down.
Talking about somebody who's very sick, you might say, oh, so-and-so couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Lay in bed all day.
When you're sleeping, you may begin to do what? You may begin to...
dream.
Yeah. Last night I...
I'm not real sure if it's dreamed. I've heard people say dreamt.
Yeah.
In the same way with lay and laid. I've just...
Oh, you mean laid in bed?
Yeah, I don't know which is probable. I think I lay in bed.
What about talking about dreaming? You say he has that dream several times.
Dreamed.
Okay. You might say, well, I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I...
woke up.
What would you say I do if I bring down my foot hard on the floor like that? You'd say,
I say you stomped your foot.
Right, okay. Or say if a boy wants to see that a girl gets home from a party, all right, he might ask her, may I...
take you home, see you home. I guess take you home.
Would it make any difference what he'd say if he were going to walk with her or ride?
Walk you home.
Okay. What about if my car is stuck in the mud, I might ask somebody to get a chain and tie it on my front bumper and me out?
Pull you out or tow you? Pull, I guess. Pulling you out.
Either that or get behind me and give me a...
shove? Push?
Okay. Say if you had a heavy suitcase or trunk, instead of saying you carried that thing for two blocks, you'd say I...
carried it, or sometimes you towed it.
Towed it, right. Okay. What about if you're in the kitchen and the stove is on and there's some children playing around? You might tell them, well, now, that stove's very hot, so...
don't touch it.
Okay. Or there's something that you need, maybe like a knife, and you want to send me for it, you tell me, go the knife.
Bring a knife to me, or get a knife for me.
Okay. What about when you were growing up, you probably played a game where children chased each other.